Welcome to Living Hope. With today's teaching, here's the Reverend Richard Brunton.
Hello and welcome to the Living Hope program today. Today we want to take ourselves into another aspect of the story of Gideon. We have seen that in the previous program, Gideon is quite astounded and overwhelmed when God calls him to stand up against the Midianites. The Lord sees him as a mighty warrior, not because that's true in himself, but it's what God can make him if he submits to God and obeys the word of the Lord. This is not going to be something that he will achieve by himself. What's going to happen is that God's going to help him raise an army. Now, at first, he gathers about 32,000 people, 22,000 people, which would seem to be a very strong army. But then after a while, 10,000 are left, and the Lord says to Gideon, there's still too many. Take them down to the water. And there's a particular activity that they do, which brings down the numbers further to 300. One of the things that's going on here is God is demonstrating that he is all-powerful. Of course, in the days that Gideon was living, the size of an army would have been very significant. If you had far more men than the army opposing you, then it was inevitable that you would win. But so numbers were very important. Now, we know the Midianites had a few other weapons. It wasn't just their numbers, it was their camels and all of that. But God is going to show that as long as we obey him, numbers is not the key issue. The key issue is obedience. And what they're told that they're to have in their hands a trumpet, an empty jar, and a sword. And these three things that they carry are going to be very significant. The trumpet, at the right moment, 300 of them, is going to sound very, very loud. The jar's breaking is going to, again, make a lot of noise. And the sword is clearly what will be necessary to destroy the enemy. The three companies blow their trumpets, smash their jars, grasping torches in their left hands, holding in their right hands the trumpets, they shout, "A sword for the Lord and for Gideon." This cry becomes an incredibly powerful cry. What they're doing is they're uniting under their leader. They're not all going to try and win the battle individually, but collectively they're coming under Gideon's leadership. They're submitting to him as their leader, and they're going to step into this situation. And basically, we see that in the camp of Midian, there's absolute confusion and chaos. They begin hitting each other, killing each other, and there's a wonderful, wonderful victory won that day. But one of the victories that's also won is that the people are behind their leader. They recognize that Gideon has been appointed by God. Gideon isn't self-appointed. He has been put into the place he's in by the wonderful hand of God. And even the strategy that he's given, like Joshua before him, the strategy is a God-given strategy. This people would not be particularly dismayed at 300 coming against their thousands, but coming at night, coming with torches, coming with their jars which they break, coming with the sound of trumpets, this is an incredible strategy. And they just don't know what's coming. They don't know how many there are. And fear strikes the hearts of the enemy. Basically, we have a living God, and our living God is wanting to help us overcome. Whatever is coming against you, however powerful, however strong, If God is with you, who can be against you? But we do need to have a good relationship with God and with those who lead us in the body of Christ, being submissive and trusting those anointed by God to lead us. We'll see that we will achieve great victories. We must pause, and it's good after this, after some worship, for my good friend Patrick to join, and we'll think a little bit more about this wonderful victory that Gideon won.
Listening to Living Hope, the ministry of the Reverend Richard Brunton. I'm Patrick Woodward, and I've joined Richard now to look further at the story of Gideon from Judges chapter 7. So we've seen in the previous programme how Gideon was called in this quite miraculous way by an angel coming and sitting next to him. And now he goes into this battle against the Midianites in a very strange way. I mean, you know, I have to say that reducing the numbers of his soldiers is a strange thing to do, and from a human understanding point of view, doesn't make any sense. But Gideon goes along with it.
Yes, I think it's very important because, you know, in the body of Christ right across the nations, there are churches of many different sizes. And it's important to know that if you're a group of people with a heart for God and serving him, you can make a difference. Of course, it's great to hear of churches of hundreds, even thousands, and the impact that they make upon their communities. But the significant thing is whether God is with you and whether God's in the centre of you. So we don't have to have great numbers in order to achieve great things for God.
The other key feature that seems to come out of this story is a question of obedience. And obedience is a bit of a theme that we've seen as we've looked at stories from the Old Testament over the last few weeks. Obedience to God seems to be a key lesson in the Old Testament that God wants his people to learn. It's not quite so popular today, though, as a theme, is it?
No, it is not. And it's spiritualized and it's talked out and talked away that we should respect one another and that we have our part to play and all of these sorts of things. But actually, the principle of simply doing what God tells us to do, it doesn't make you less of a person. God does not monopolize, crush, and abuse people. He actually makes us to be the best that we can be.
So, at the end of the day, what do you think we can learn primarily in our day from the story of Gideon? A story that happened, you know, so very long ago, and yet still has echoes today.
I think that it teaches us that we can look back in history, we can see great works of God, great moves of God, we perhaps refer to them as times of revival, and we can look at it and think, that's never going to happen in my day, it's never going to happen with me. But in actual fact, because God is the same, yesterday, today and forever, he is able to take us if we submit to him. They cry out, by the way, a sword for the Lord and for Gideon. It's not absolutely clear that they had a sword. A lot of the killing was the Midianites killing each other.
Indeed, yes.
So the key issue, yes, do what God says and you'll be surprised at what he can achieve through you for his glory.
Okay, Richard, thank you very much indeed. Join us again next time as we continue looking at God's Word in the next Living Hope. You've been listening to Living Hope from the Reverend Richard Brunton. If you'd like to contact Richard, please visit our website at living-hope.org.uk.